Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I want to bring to you a refuting of Mark Bullen's sermon on 2 Corinthians chapter 7. It was in June of 2020. The reason I'm doing this, a couple reasons. One, it was right after I met Nathan and some of his men out in the streets of Brookfield when I was street preaching. We had a long discussion about the gospel and other things. And then Mark mentioned me in this sermon, and he twisted what I teach. More importantly, or worse, I should say, he twisted the message of being born again per God's word. And I want to go over and cover this and refute it line by line. So I'm going to be going through this sermon of his and showing where Mark is confused. Mark is very confused on things. He's confused on what I teach, but again, more importantly for this audio, he is confused on what born again is. And this is my greatest fear for them. So I'm going to go through this and do it line by line, show you why Mark Bullen is confused about the message in God's word that you must be born again. Let's get to it.
So, having these promises, having these conditions, is not to be looked upon as, oh, I've got to obey God. I've got to dress modest. I've got to obey my parents. I've got to be faithful as a husband and wife. And I've got to keep rank in God's order. And I've got to go to church. And I've got to sing. And I've got to listen to preaching. And I've got to give my offerings and tithes. And I've got to live upright.
Okay, let's stop right there. So you hear Mark mentioning, oh, people complaining about these things. Well, for one, he mentions about being modest. Well, his women are modest. I've already done a testing where Mark challenged me to say, where's tunics in the Bible? His men are very immodest. Him and his men are very modest. They dress like Baptists in their Baptist uniforms, not in what God's word ordains, which is tunics. And you can look up the testing of Mark, and I go line by line and show him many scriptures that teach that. But Mark mentions, oh, going to church and dressing modest, as I said, tithes and offering. Well, Mark's not teaching modesty correctly, or the biblical dress. Tithes and offering is for the Old Testament. I also have an article on the testing that refutes him there. You notice how he says going to church and singing. My fear for these people is, like so many Anabaptist types, they're spiritually dead. They're not born again by the Spirit of God that quickens us and changes us. And I'm going to show you where Mark is confused. He comes in and out of that theology. And remember, Mark promotes and believes in Charles Finney. Charles Finney was very down on the Holy Spirit and very much that you can just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I think Mark's confused. He reads God's word. He sees something different, but he's reading people like Finney that's confusing and heretical. And I'm going to show you in this audio why he is confusing. We'll keep going.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That was Peter's view of this same issue. It's the same promises. He says that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Okay, so let's stop right there. So Mark's quoting 1 Peter 1, and Peter says, or excuse me, 2 Peter 1. Peter says, by divine nature. All right, so right here, we're going to build our case. Mark, well, you'll later hear Mark says, I tell people, be born again. And that's not quite true. I teach faith in Christ, his shed blood, the resurrected Savior, repentance, and of course, works worthy of that, holiness and obedience. But along in there, I tell people that they must be born again. And 2 Peter 1 says the divine nature. Let me ask you a question. Can you get a divine nature by just making a decision in your own fleshly mind? No, you can't. And if you would have read 1 Peter 1:23, that says that we're born again of an incorruptible thing, okay? Born again, 1 Peter 1:23, and 2 Peter 1 says we have a divine nature. Do you see I'm building my case for being born again by the Spirit of God? And Mark Bullen tries to challenge that. We're going to keep going.
Is going to see the opportunity of escaping human corruption, worldly corruption, fallen corruption, and corrupt thinking, to be a partaker of the divine nature, be a son or daughter of the Almighty.
All right, let's stop there. So I don't know if you heard it, but Mark said a truly converted person. It might have cut off, but he said a truly converted person. We're going to cover what converted means. Mark is very confused on that. But again, he mentions the divine nature. I'm going to ask you again. Does the Bible teach that we can have the divine nature of God by just making a decision to follow after God? No, the New Testament doesn't teach that at all. In fact, all through the Old Testament was promised a time when what? We would get a new heart, a new flesh heart, change from our stony heart. That's all about new life. And you're going to see the case for proclaiming being born again. Very, very critical. We'll keep going.
The promises that the apostle referred to was put in the Old Testament, right? And I want you to see that this gospel message, this gospel conversion, is Genesis to Revelation.
All right, let's stop right there. You know, Mark has always used the word program, ever since my testing got out there and I've called him out on his false man-made program. He hardly ever uses the word program. He's using the word gospel a lot now, so he's kind of a deceptive teacher because now he's blending his man-made program, and because I've called him out and people are seeing it, he's blending it into this gospel. He even says one time, gospel program. But here we're going to see very quickly what he talks about, the new heart, all right? And he's going to quote an Old Testament verse. This is very critical. Let's listen.
All the same God, and reconciling with that God is the big issue, okay? In Isaiah 1:16, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment.
Okay, in a minute here, Mark's going to get to Ezekiel 18:31. That's what I really want to get to, because this is a critical part of his confusion about being born again.
Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal?
Okay, here I'm going to stop there. Mark is building his way through the Old Testament to then show us this part of Ezekiel 18, all right, that's really critical. So let's get to that part where he starts talking about a new heart in the Old Testament. Remember, Samuel Alberts, one of his men that's gone to Mark's for 10 years, when I met him in the street and witnessed to him for 40 minutes, told me people were born again in the Old Testament. That's what Mark believes. That's what this is all about here. So let's keep working towards that.
Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. And what did the Apostle Paul preach? Repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance. He goes on to say, cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. That's being born again. Okay?
Okay, let's stop right there. So Ezekiel 18, Mark says, where the Bible says, a new heart and a new spirit, that's being born again. Look at the context. It's telling them to change their heart and their mind about God. It has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit of God coming into them. That is not being born again in the Old Testament. Mark Bullen is very confused. What about the Holy Spirit of God needing to be inside of us, Mark, to create a new mind, a new heart? What the Old Testament promised, and we're going to get to that. Mark says, no, that's just being born again. That's Charles Finney type gospel, that you can just change your mind and do it all on your own, and you're good to with God. No, absolutely not. Again, Mark is very, very confused, and we're going to keep going through this. Ezekiel 18 is not telling you you're born again. It's saying change your heart, change your mind. You know, like if I hate my neighbor, And then I say, I change my heart about that. I don't hate him anymore. That doesn't mean I'm born again by God's Spirit. I've made a decision. So they had free will and choice in the Old Testament. They did not have the Spirit of God indwelling in them. The Spirit of God moved on David and the prophets, but did not indwell them in the Old Testament. Major heresy here. Samuel, the other men, Mark Bullen, say that you're born again in the old, men are born again in the Old Testament. That simply is not true. We'll keep going.
Of the Jews, the concept of being born again, and expected him to already know about it from the Old Testament. But Jesus...
All right, let's stop right there. The reason that ruler should know about it from the Old Testament is because it was promised that there was going to come a new covenant when God would give us, Jeremiah 31:30, give men his word. Ezekiel, we'll get to that, talks about a new spirit turning a stony heart to a flesh heart, a born again by God's Spirit. That's why he should have known about it. And let's listen what Mark says, what Jesus says.
Jesus never preached, be born again. Find it.
All right. Jesus never preached, be born again. Find it, he says. Has Mark not ever read, it is written, in John 3, Jesus says, you must be born again 5 times to that ruler. I don't know where he comes up with this stuff. And none of the men at LFC have go, Mark, actually, Jesus did preach that in John chapter 3. 5 times he says, you must be born again. So this is my problem. The men in the pews are dead spiritually, it seems like. Their discernment is dulled or never had it. Mark says things that he can't back up, kind of like when he said, where's the tunic in the Bible? And I showed him it's all over the Old Testament and New Testament. Now he says that Jesus never preached being born again. You know, let me bring up an important point here. In the scriptures, in 1 Corinthians 11, it mentions several times about a woman covering her head. That's it. It's important. I teach it. My wife covers her head. Anybody associated to us and women will cover their heads. But you know what's interesting? Jesus can say something 5 times, and Mark discounts it. Yet he holds to things like head covering, which he should. Mark's very confused about this born-again message. And I am very concerned for him and the people there, and that's why I do this. So pretty soon, next up, Mark's going to mention me. Let's listen into that.
Conversation with a guy on the street who thinks he's got it all together, but he has very little together, actually.
Okay, so here Mark's talking about me. I was out street preaching, and Nathan and his other son, I think Titus, and two of the Albert boys walked up to me. We talked for 40 minutes. You can hear the whole thing on my testing of Mark, and then I go through line by line and refute them. But he says, I have very little altogether. Well, I have a question, Mr. Bullen. If I have very little altogether, why can't you refute my testing of you? Why couldn't your men standing in the street refute me? I think I do have it together, and it's not me. It's the Word of God that I'm teaching, preaching, standing on, not some man-made Baptist, Mennonite, adjusted program. I'm teaching the full Word of God. And Mr. Bullen cannot refute my testing. I've had it up for 3 years. So if I don't have it together, why can't he easily refute me? Something to be considered. We'll keep going. Okay, up next, you're going to hear Mark lie about me, and his sons can be a witness to this because they saw me in the street preaching to this New Age tattooed man. You can listen to it, where I preach the gospel about faith in Christ and his resurrection and shed blood. I told the man he must repent and come out of the world, and I mentioned to him that you must become a born-again child of God to ever see the kingdom of God. They heard me preach that. Listen to what Mark says, how I preach.
But he was saying, what is it that makes a Christian? What should you tell people, and what is being a Christian? And I think Jeremiah said, obey the Bible.
Yeah, hold on. So here, he's talking about when I was talking to the men in the street, and I asked them, what makes a Christian? And I was going for a key point that I knew they lacked. And the key point was, None of them talk about spiritual rebirth. What they talk about is just obeying the Bible, getting into a church. You can hear it on my audio when I talk to them. Obey the Bible, get into church, and they'll let you know if you're sinning. They never talked about spiritual rebirth. So let's get this straight. Jesus mentions 5 times in John 3 that we must be born again to see the kingdom of God, but Mark and LFCF don't find it important to mention that to people, that you must be born again. This is serious. This is troubling. I love them, and I want them to have the truth. That's why I'm doing this. Let's keep going.
Well, that wasn't good enough for him. No, you're missing something. So what do you tell somebody to become a Christian? And Nathan said, well, the Apostle Paul said, repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. No. He said, you got to be born again. You need to tell them to be born again.
Okay, again, you can go listen to it. Mark's a liar because I didn't say no. I said to Nathan, that's true. And I preached that. But what I showed them they lacked was reminding people that in order to inherit the kingdom of God, in order to ever see the kingdom of God, in order to make it into the kingdom of God, you must become a child of God. How do you become a child of God, folks? Do you do that by just repenting and changing your mind, by just stopping your sin, by going to church, by getting into a program? No, you must be spiritually born, okay? And we're going to cover that. And we're going to use the Greek words and show you that Mark Bullen is confused on what the gospel is. He comes in and out of the truth. I'm not sure which one he believes, Charles Finney and his heresy or the word of God. But let's keep going.
But the fact is, you don't tell lost people to be born again. Jesus never did. Paul never did.
Hold on a second. Jesus never did. We just covered that Jesus said 5 times in John 3 to the ruler that you must be born again. Do you see how Mark Bullen, he's either lying or he's confused or he's deceitful. You decide. But for a man who says he's been reading the Bible for 34 years, he is lacking truth and he's very concerned, very confused. Let's keep going.
Okay, because I can't birth myself and neither can you. Okay, so when I repent and turn to God and make myself a new spirit, a new heart, then God, in synergistic cooperation with God, he comes in and puts his spirit in there and gives me a new heart and a new spirit. But it's...
Okay, let's stop there. So there, Mark just preached what I believe is the biblical gospel, what I preached to that man on the street in front of Nathan, you can listen to it, that when we place our faith in Christ, when we repent and we change our minds, that God does a work in us, sees a willing vessel, and gives us the Holy Spirit. Here's the problem. Go all the way back to minute 8:49 in his sermon that we're talking about right now, and he said, in the Old Testament, when you change your mind and give yourself a different heart and a different spirit, that's being born again. Wait a minute. Back there in the Old Testament, they didn't have the Holy Spirit coming into them. In the New Testament, Jesus comes and says in John 14, John 16, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Which one is it, Mark? Can you be born again in the Old Testament without the Holy Spirit? Or do you have to have the Holy Spirit where you just said, then God does his part? Do you see how confused Mark Bullen is about the gospel? I don't believe Mark's born again based upon his fruit, based upon his theology. I really am concerned for him and most of the people there. Well, Nathan admitted, you'll hear it on the audio, most of the Anabaptists are not born again. I think that includes Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Hey, let's keep going. And I just want to say here, has Mark Bullen not read? It is written, Jeremiah 31, 31. Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, that the old, as Paul said in Hebrews, is going to fade away. And what the old law never could do by keeping the law, by doing things in the flesh, hey, we got to walk in the Spirit in the New Testament because God gives us his Holy Spirit. That didn't happen in the Old Testament. Mark denies that, but then sometimes he says, well, you get the Holy Spirit, but then he says being born again is just when you repent. Do you see the confusion? This is part 1. We're going to go on to part 2. Stay tuned.